And if you cannot come to an arrangement with me to remove the stuff, I will have it removed. That is pretty much it. There is no options in this.
Okay, we'll better sort out some arrangements then.
Right. Starting with the keys.
Yeah. See, this is not what I thought I was coming here to do. I was coming here to sign a lease and put through $10,000.
You were very, very clear on the emails that have been sent to you that we are no longer interested in you being part of this building.
Look, you are probably referring to an email from, what, Daryl?
No, I am referring to the emails from my boss, Steve.
Yeah, which one? What's the subject line of the email, okay?
We are very politely asking you to leave.
Very polite.
The second thing that will happen, the next...
What's the subject line of the email you're talking about? What email? Now, which email are you referring to? What subject? What date? Who is it from?
December,
8, 5 December, 8:20 a.m. Thank you. From who?
Show you the email.
From who?
From Steve Sanders.
From Steve.
Requiring you to leave the building.
So, Dad. What's your email address?
I told it to you. It's
r.beer, that's right. B-E-E-R at Borrowfoot. Okay. Do you have a number? Oh, I've got your number, that's right. One day ago... No legal entity, a lot of uncertainty. Is this what we got?
Good morning, Daryl and Tom. Let me introduce myself. I'm the head of asset management for Harper & Thompson Commercial Property Management Division. And we are the property managers for First CBD Limited, the owners of 26 Wyndham Street. I have checked our files on this matter and have spoken to the landlord. The reason the original lease did not proceed was the uncertainty of who the landlord was dealing with. There was no legal entity to take the lease and a lot of uncertainty as to who were the actual lessee. The deposit monies have refunded in full. As for Tom, sorry but we have not dealt with Tom. As there is no leasing arrangements in place, we cannot give assets or keys. Tom, we understand you may have taken some of your personal belongings to the building. You are free to remove them during business hours today. As for any commercial lease, the landlord is required to have a formal lease in place with their tenants. The lease can be to individual and or a company or partnership with all parties to the agreement clearly identified and full contractual details documented. For this property, the landlord does have a policy of requiring a rental bond and or bank guarantees. So Tom, any proposal for a 70-day lease is not acceptable to the landlord. I trust this clarifies these matters for you both. Thank you and regards.
So a 70-day lease is not my proposal. What I want is a 1-year lease.
Unfortunately, the landlord is just no longer interested.
Fair enough.
The landlord has requested that you leave the building.
Yeah, fair enough. But listen, you know, reasonableness and fairness.
Yep.
Yeah.
We asked you at 8:20 yesterday morning.
No, you didn't.
You're well aware.
What, you this? Yeah. So,
it was then reiterated.
Do I get a chance to say something?
Okay.
So, a lot of work's gone into it. I know you're a busy person too. You've probably got other appointments, yeah? I think that... you probably haven't got a copy of... that one that went out to... Steve, Paul, First CBD... So I will send it to you. Why does my computer have to crash right now?
It's really of no consequence. The point is that you're well aware that this is an illegal occupation.
I'm not aware. And I think reasonableness and humanity would be an advisable course of action on your part. R.Bear.
Yeah.
Also, if you would just listen to me, I just want to send this to you. Hang on. Barfoot.co.nz. Okay, send.